I like all these drinks, but I like Moscow Mules. So going to call you guys Mulers. Okay. We gotta move on. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Well, my friends, I had so much fun putting together last week's episode that I decided to keep the party going. So this week, instead of offering beer alternatives for your favorite wine, because I don't know any more about wine than I did last week, I'm going to give you suggestions for a beer to try based on your go-to favorite mixed drink. So let's go ahead. Let's dive right in. Now, before we get started, just a quick reminder to make sure you're following or subscribing to this show wherever you're listening to it. And if you're enjoying what you're hearing, make sure to drop me a review. I believe you can only do it on Apple Podcasts, but let me know if you can do it other places. But that really is the easiest way for me to get in front of new listeners and help other kind of beer drinkers out there. So thank you in advance. But on to mixed drinks. Now, there's a lot out there. So much like we did last week, I'm just going to give a handful of kind of this for that recommendations. But if your favorite drink is something that I don't cover on this episode and you would like a beer equivalent idea, just shoot me a little message on any of the socials or info@beerfeelings.com and I promise to help you out. All right. Our first drink today is the Moscow Mule. Now, if you like this drink, it's probably because they're super, super refreshing. They're easy to drink, and also that they come in a cool cup, and you love that. Like, you can't imagine drinking a Moscow Mule without that beautiful copper mug. So for you, my swap is going to be the Kolsch. Now, it's a very crushable, easy to drink a bunch of them, really. And when I do that, I really don't feel that full. So great beer for all occasions. And they do come in their own glass. Now, this glass is called the Stange. Traditionally, Kolsches are all served in these little guys. So they're kind of like they're narrow, kind of shorter, straight-sided glasses. But when they're served in brew houses in Cologne, Germany, you get like this little coaster. And when your glass is empty, your beer tender brings out a tray and just always hands you a new glass and a new glass and a new glass, and then takes like your little coaster and puts a little tick mark there. So it's kind of like this never-ending supply of great beer. So fun fit for all the Mulers out there. Can I call you guys that? I mean, I'm one of you, so I feel like I can. Maybe I lied. I don't know. I like all these drinks, but I like Moscow Mules. So gonna call you guys Mulers. Okay, we gotta move on. Coming up next is the Margarita. So a little bit sour, a little bit sweet, a little bit salty. For this recommendation, you guys know I have to choose my personal favorite style of beer out there, the Goza, which also has all three of those features. Now, both beverages are absolutely perfect for just a casual Taco Tuesday night or to enjoy while you are sipping poolside. Now, I actually right now I'm drinking a Goza and it's absolutely delicious. It's 100% helping me to recharge after today's big yard work session out in the sun. I could talk about margaritas all day, but fast moving show on to drink number three. It is the gin and tonic. For those of you out there that don't know, gin is an alcohol made from juniper berries. I don't know a lot about making gin. I do know it comes from the juniper plant. I also know that I personally am just not a big fan of this spirit, which means I'm not a big fan of this drink. I can, however, appreciate how people can enjoy kind of the herbaceousness of the alcohol. It just personally is not my cup of tea, and that's fine. So in the same spirit, I didn't even plan. I really crack myself up. So in the same spirit of things, in appreciating kind of misunderstood, more of those piney woodland flavors, I'm going to suggest for you the West Coast IPA. Man, I still think I'm so funny. Oh my God. Anyways, the West Coast IPA brewers really, this is a hop centric beer. Kind of hops are added in throughout the brewing process, but it's a celebration of that plant. Now brewers can use a variety of different hops in here. So I have this gut feeling for all my G&T friends that if you like exploring the nuances of gin, that you would have an even better time getting to know the different esters in the different hop varietals that are really like highlighted in the West Coast IPA. And then wrapping up this episode, I wanted to end things with a bucket of drinks I'm calling just like fruity crap. Now, don't be fooled. Don't be fooled by my use of the word crap. I do love this bucket of drinks. They just happen to make me wildly hungover. And the older I get, the more sugar does this to me. So drinks in this category, I think, are meant to go along with vacation. But whether you love a Mai Tai, a daiquiri, or a tequila sunrise, my beer recommendation will be the same across the board. Drum roll, please. It is the Smoothie Sour. Smoothie sours are fun. Like smoothie sours are a flirty girl at the pool that like, I don't know, if you're on a cruise and there's some kind of like silly contest where you make a fool out of yourself, like that's what the smoothie sour is. They don't care. They don't take themselves too seriously. They're pretty much basically like, if you want to know more about smoothie sours, go listen to the whole episode. But the short of the long is they're beers with a bunch of extras in there. And there's so many flavors of smoothie sours that I can almost guarantee that you'll be able to find one that fill that pina colada or rum runner fix. Man, I was not expecting this. This episode is actually making me want to drink all of these non-beer drinks since it's been a while and most of what I drink is beer. So that means it is time to wrap things up. I hope that no matter your mixed drink preference, that you give one of my beer swaps a try and then shoot me a message and let me know how it goes. If you agree or disagree, or if you have a drink that you like that I didn't cover. But today, I hope that no matter what you choose to do, that you're doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Catch everybody next week. Cheers. Cheers.